I need to go.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The following is a paid program.
On that note.
Yeah, on that note. Welcome back. Hey, it's Eye on Health. Every Saturday from 10 to 11 here on 97.1 FM News Talk, we're talking about your health, your well-being.
Absolutely.
My name is Michael Jones. I got Eric Beto Robert running the board over there.
What's going on, Dr. Jones?
Standing on the table again.
That's right. It's the only way I feel like on the medium of radio, things come across a lot better if the speakers are standing on a surface and really flailing about.
I mean, I think in any medium.
Yeah.
God forbid that guy gets elected. Will he stand on that presidential podium?
That's right. The State of the Union's going to get kicked up a notch here.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. He'll stand up on the table and be like,
oh, man.
Hey, you know what? That just reminds me. He would probably crowd surf the State of the Union. You know what I mean? Right?
Just one side, though, because I think one side's going to be tough.
One side would let him drop.
Yeah.
Although I think the very first row is the Supreme Court, and if he fell on Ruth Bader Ginsburg,
that would not go well. Look, you got a Supreme Court nomination out of it.
Hey, all right. Anyway, Speaking of your health care, we've already gone off the rails.
Didn't take long.
It's like 25 seconds. Guess who we have in studio?
I don't want you to guess
because you're looking at him.
One of our favorite guests.
Yes, one of our favorite guests, longtime guest, and someone that's helped both of us immensely.
Absolutely.
It's Mike Jottis from The Fitness Edge.
Hey, Mike. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in again. Longtime listeners know we talk about Fitness Edge almost every week.
Yeah.
Somehow we shoehorn it in.
Mike was telling me a story this week whenever I was there with Trainer, and he was talking about the first time he came into the show.
Yeah.
And, put all this work in, all these notes, making sure he had everything lined up, and then realized came in, and it's like, oh, we're just going to have a conversation about this.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did take some good notes.
Yeah, I did. But
we've actually been operating off of those notes for the entire last 4 years.
We got some mileage out of those. Right, very good. But we always appreciate you coming in, talking about our health. Hey, this is the season right now, right?
It's that time of year.
You say it's every season is the season, but like right now, when it looks like that outside,
everybody starts thinking about wearing less and being outside and looking as good as they can.
Yep.
And it is gorgeous out there today.
Yeah.
I've already been out there.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
Yes, it's great. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. While you're listening, if you're at home, do this. If you're in your car, don't do this. Check out his website.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have it memorized. TheFitnessEdge-STL or just FitnessEdge-Desk?
Fitness Edge.
FitnessEdge-STL.com. And it's a great website. Mm-hmm. Talks about your business, which has been there for 30 years now.
Almost 35 years now.
35 years. Good.
Yes.
It's been there longer than you've been alive, man.
It has been.
One of the things we always talk about, and I'm sure we'll get into this during this visit, is that it's not a gym, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's gym equipment there, but what Fitness Edge is personal training. You'll have a trainer or a coach or multiple coaches who will guide you through whatever goal you're trying to reach.
Right. Everybody's different, and we try to make sure we customize it for each individual.
And I think sometimes that gets lost when we have you in, when we're talking about health or nutrition or whatever, just how different Fitness Edge is from like a big box gym, not putting them down, but there's just a completely different animal. And how important it is, at least for someone like me, to have this individualized coaching or training.
Right. Yeah, my business model, the mission statement, best place for someone that wants personal training, the very best place for someone that wants to be a personal trainer and make a career of it.
Yeah. I was having dinner. I previewed this story for you off the air, but I didn't tell you.
Oh.
So I'm going to get your actual reaction.
All right. Fresh content.
I was having dinner the other night with someone that I hadn't really seen for about a year, and we just, me and my wife were having dinner with them and started talking about things, and my wife's really gotten into the fitness and everything, so they start asking us about it, and the question was, why on earth do you drive all the way in there? Because, it's a good 35-minute drive for us every day to work out. what is the difference between doing that versus just going to the gym that's literally like two blocks away from your house? And so we got into this conversation, what the difference was. And I was trying to explain to him, I had worked out my whole life, basically, but I thought I knew what I was doing. But there is just something about having that trainer, you know, kind of guide you, push you harder than you would absolutely push yourself, and being more efficient with your time.
For sure.
That's so the mission. Get way more done mm-hmm. in this short amount of time. So even though for me there's a bit of a drive, and by the way, Fitness Edge is conveniently located at
10571 Old Olives. We're basically central to the city.
I like to say it's basically 30 minutes from everywhere,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, that's a good way to say it.
In the entire metro area. I mean, and I live about as far away as you could get. And I was explaining to him that, you know, your trainer's going to push you harder. So even though there's a bit of a drive, when you're there, you're getting way more out of your time than you would if you were just working out on your own, either at your home gym or at one of these box gyms where you may lose your way, you check your phone 20 times, you definitely get pushed a lot harder.
For sure. That's the goal, is to be able to get the most out of the time frame that you're there by planning the routine for the client and built specifically for them.
And so when you first get started at Fitness Edge, you'll actually meet with Mike. I think you quite literally meet with every person, right?
Ever since I started the company, I do the assessment up front and make sure we really take a look at where they were before they got there and where they are now at that moment. And again, we don't mind where a person starts. And a lot of people think they need to be in great shape before they come in to get in great shape. And we're just like, it's time to get started. Yeah. And then where they want to go. And we really, really talk to them in detail about what that looks like, not only inside the facility, but also outside of the walls.
Right. You went through this more recently, right?
Well, I did the assessment a couple years ago.
Okay.
Every time I'm trying to explain the Fitness Edge to people, it's like there's three classes of individuals that I think really benefit. The first class is you'd expect is, hey, you're a professional athlete. You're just you consider yourself an athlete generally. You want to get to the next level. It's obvious. The other class are, you know, you have no idea what you're doing whenever it comes to exercising. Right. You're starting from nothing and you need help. And that's a great, that's probably, I mean, I'd say a lot of folks that I see there on a day-to-day basis probably started there. You know, they just needed that initial guidance. This third class, though, I never appreciated until I was in it, which was, you know, you're dealing with an issue that you just don't know how to handle it. And in my situation, I've got, you know, neck issues and all sorts of stuff going on. Frankly, some of it's a result of improper training because I didn't do it right the first time around.
No doubt.
And I've learned so much working with Adam, my trainer at Fitness Edge. And I got to tell you, you're dealing with, you know, some sort of chronic musculoskeletal pain and you need thoughtful guidance on how to work physical activity. Physical activity is going to help. You know, versus being sedentary on a couch. And, Mike and the guys there and the gals there know so much about how to properly train you through those issues so you can get back on your feet again.
Yeah, I think we were both in the same class with some sort of nagging injury that mine was directly from not training the correct way.
Yeah.
You know, I learned certain things in high school, and that's just basically the way I trained, and it definitely messed my shoulders up and my back up. And learning proper technique, even though I had to kind of reset things, which was a bit humbling, definitely has made things better. So I think we were both kind of in that same class.
You talk about a time commitment. You know, if you know how much time it takes to work out by yourself when you have a nagging injury and no real guidance. And by the time I've driven to Fitness Edge and back, which I'm all the way out in O'Fallon, Missouri, and it's still right at like 30 minutes for me to get in there, work out, done in an hour, and back. I would have spent at least that much time dragging my way through a workout on my own.
Yeah, checking your phone in between each set and not knowing how many sets and reps to do. So that really is the difference, this guided training, which we'll get into a little bit. When we come back from the first break, what I do want to talk about is there was a study done about what keeps some people out of gyms. And so I want to talk a little bit about that because it was in the mainstream media.
Our best friends out there, right?
That's right. That's
always
right.
Representing medical studies exactly
that's
for what
exactly
they are.
Exactly right, yeah. I think they were pretty good on this one. I don't know. We'll talk about it when we get back. Hey, stay tuned. We got more Eye on Health after these words. All right, welcome back. It's Eye on Health.
It is.
You know, It's a great day out there.
It's an absolutely gorgeous day. Gorgeous day to get outside. You know, go for a walk, get some physical activity, flip some tires. You know, you got some extra tires laying around.
Sure. You know, any day's a good day that you didn't get molested by Joe Biden, though. I was trying to work
that out. That's true. But you never know when it's coming. That's the problem.
You know, it's such a gorgeous day. Everyone's outside getting active. You probably like that, Mike.
Yes.
As I was driving in, I saw these guys, there's great trails up in Edwardsville where I live, and guys running on the trail.
All of a sudden, Joe Biden pops out?
No, they had one guy chasing him in a Joe Biden mask to like, it was like pushing him so they could run faster.
Keep running.
There's all kinds of trainers out there.
That's right. I mean, whatever method works, if it gets you that extra 30 seconds on your mile time.
The funny thing about creepy old Joe is his own monster that he helped create is now eating him. It's like Frankenstein's monster is trying to kill Frankenstein.
That's right.
And I love that. I love it. I really love it. Somewhere Brett Kavanaugh's got his legs kicked up on a desk somewhere.
That's right. He's cracked open an ice cold beer because he likes it.
Or three. Yeah. Okay, hey, we got Mike Jottis here from Fitness Edge. Check out the website, fitnessedge-stl.com. It's got all the information, not just about Mike, but all of his trainers. Pretty fantastic staff you got there.
Thank you. Yeah, good. They're really good.
Yeah, very good. Been very good to my family, especially. Like, we've got our daughter who's now training there, trying to get fit for sports and stuff, so it's great. So.
Well, your family's a good example, because I run into Krista and the kids periodically whenever I'm there, and it's always like when I'm in the middle or just came out of like a set of deadlifts, I have no wind left in me, and then they're like, hey, and I'm like, hey, hey, how are you? But it's, I mean, that's a good example. You've got Krista working out, she's doing great, she's absolutely transformed her body and like actually competing in situations. I mean, you've doubled in size over the course of this radio show in a good way. I mean, it all bulk. And then you see the kids out there and working on sports and things like that.
I think it goes to just the environment that's there. And the study that I was referencing that was in the mainstream media, I'm trying to think when this came out. I want to say 2 weeks ago. Yeah, March 24th. It's a study, Mike, that I sent to you because I thought it really fit with Fitness Edge, and it's about the number one reason, according to this survey, that people don't go into a gym to work out, and they call it gym-timidation. Gym-timidation. I guess that means being intimidated going to the gym. 50% of the respondents in this study, that was the main reason they would not go into a gym to work out, because they were intimidated of just the entire thing. 34% of those people, so almost over a third, the reason they were intimidated were the other people that were working out.
Right.
So that's an interesting study, because that is absolutely the direct opposite of the feeling you get at Fitness Edge, correct?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, we try to make people feel comfortable and welcome in a typically uncomfortable and unwelcoming environment.
Yeah.
If you're a pro athlete or you're in tremendous physical condition, male or female, you can walk in and feel really comfortable. If you're not, for the rest of us, you know, people just don't really understand the anaerobic side of it. Anybody can get on a treadmill, get on a bike and get started, and they're in the gym and they're closed and they're doing it. But as far as results go, they tend to take the long way to get there, where we give them the direct approach.
And it seems like everyone is on everyone's team there.
Yes.
If someone is making great successes there, you'll have the pro athlete come up to them and say, wow, you're slimming down or you're bulking up, or, you know, it's a very a team oriented, even though you're there with your trainer, you know, everyone's noticing improvements that you've made. And I do feel a lot of camaraderie, and other clients are, you know, will congratulate you if you've made changes.
Yeah. Even if, you know, you're working specifically with your trainer, you'll get to know everybody in the whole place within a week, because they will introduce themselves to you, make you feel welcome. And I tell my trainers, even if it's not your client, it's still a client of the Fitness Edge. You want to be friendly, you want to be cordial, make them feel welcome. Where a lot of places, you know, there's like, I got your membership and see you later.
So let me ask you then this, why are those other gyms so intimidating? I mean, what is it?
I think it's just because people go in and they join on a membership and not really understanding what they're doing. Our particular niche is people that don't really want to go to a gym, are not having success working out in their home gym, and just need the accountability. They need the structure and accountability. They're like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, next week, next year. So in this case, they have an appointment. They have somebody that knows their body. After we do the assessment process, I transition all that data to the trainer, and the client walks in and first workout's right on the money based on what they're wanting to do. And then progression is aggressive. It's aggressive in a positive way based on the individual, because we got everything. I mean, my oldest client had his 89th birthday last week.
That was not me, by the way. Close. Yeah. Oh, hey, one other thing I want to ask, and Eric, I just want to hear what you say about this. It seems like Mike does such a great job of fitting you with the right personality trainer.
Yeah.
How do you, what's the magic there in the bottle? Because there's a ton of trainers there.
Yes.
But you seem to fit each person with the right one.
Well, I usually at times during a tour, if someone's coming in, I will tell them about the hiring process. And the reason I bring that up is because it's for lack of a better term, a grind. I do 3 2-hour interviews with each one of my trainers, and they are full-time employees of the company. They're not independent contractors. It's not a part-time summer job. This is what they do. So interview number one is a couple hours, quick, you know, kind of get to know, tell them about me and vice versa. And then the second one, I go a little deeper and find out about their career path and their individual goals and such. And then if they make it to the third interview, that's where the rubber hits the road and I find out a lot about them. So as I'm doing an assessment with a client, I'm honing in on, as I get to know them, I'm honing in on which one of the 2-3 trainers might be the best fit. And then sit down with the trainer, transition all the data from the assessment, all the clinical testing, physical testing, nutritional counseling that's involved, and make sure they're fully up to speed. So when that client walks in, they say, hey, Mike, Eric, I'm trainer X, here we go. So we don't overshoot the client, have them hurt or sore, overly sore, or undershoot them and have the client walk out and say, gosh, I could work out harder on my own. What a waste of time and money. So we don't want to do either one of those.
Have you ever had, I'm sure you've been in business 35 years, have you ever had where you guessed wrong and it was a mismatch and you had to like reevaluate things? I know you're always reevaluating us and always wanting us to come back in and say, hey, you know, here's how things are going or not. Have you ever had to say, okay, that was wrong and I got to switch it over to this one?
You know, I would be lying if I said, no, that's never happened. Right. It's happened, but fortunately, it's pretty rare. And I think it's by doing the due diligence up front, not only with the client during the assessment, but also knowing the staff.
Yeah.
So knowing them and having them going through the training protocol and letting the trainer, the potential trainer, know that, hey, I don't just hire you because you're cute or fit or you got a resume this long or that. It doesn't matter. I'm really thinking about how that person may be a plus and an asset to the clients and to the Fitness Edge.
So another loaded question here to put you on the spot. Have you ever, I guess in 35 years, pretty much anything will happen. You ever interviewed a trainer and been like, no, it's not a good fit?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Two things. I've hired trainers and not hired trainers that had resumes that could stretch across this room. So they may have every qualification on the planet, but I could, you know, after getting to know them, they may not be the right fit or vice versa. Same thing on the other side. I've had trainers come in with very little little experience, but we will train them, certify them, and bring them up to speed and make them really, really good. And it's not just me. It's also my senior trainers, some of the people that have been there 20 years or longer. We put them through a training process the way we train clients, and they pick up on it real quick. And so I'll look at them as a diamond in the rough and hire them, and next thing you know, they're top.
And it is a very professional, I mean, they are professional trainers.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell. This isn't a kid on a high school job, you know, filling some time.
You talk to any of the trainers, they've got significant personal accomplishments. And it's always, you know, it's always funny. You go to big box gyms and sometimes you see people who are, quote, trainers. You wouldn't be able to tell if you saw them walking down the street.
They may have
done the book study, there's maybe some personal time. I haven't seen a single trainer of Fitness Edge
that doesn't look the part. Yeah. They're central casting, as Trump always says. But they also have the knowledge, you know. I'm pretty impressed with the physiology understanding that these trainers have. And I appreciate that being a part-time medical doctor. Eric, you probably appreciate it too, since you're almost done with your residency.
It's great for show prep. That's a new term to Google.
Hey, yeah, right. All right, hey, when we come back, because we do have to go to break. Joe Biden's knocking on the door over there. Sure. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Mike Jottis from Fitness Edge. Check out his website, fitnessedge-stl.com. More Eye on Health after these words. All right. Hey, welcome back. It's Eye on Health every Saturday from 10 to 11 here on 97.1 FM News Talk. We're talking about your health, your well-being, getting healthy, staying healthy, getting healthier.
Just hit on that for a moment, though. Like, if you don't feel well and you're not working out and you're not, and maybe you have in the past, so you know that kind of feeling that you get at whenever you're feeling fit and healthy and you're not there. And that's been me for a lot of the last few years. It's been a lot of stress, you know, going through the pinch point with work stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it sucks being there.
Yeah.
And you know what feels great? Getting back in shape.
Yeah, blowing it out.
Holy cow. Like, if you can start there, so many other things in life start falling in line.
I think the last time Mike was in, we actually referenced a study that they've been able to scientifically prove the stress relief that comes from weight training, just the hormones that are released, the neurotransmitters that are released, and how it actually does lower stress and anxiety.
Huge.
No doubt. Huge difference.
Which is interesting, because in this study, 31% of people, the study I was just referencing, 31% of people get anxiety thinking about going to the gym.
Yeah. Right. It's probably more a commentary on their anxiety than it is on the gym.
What happens, though, once you get into a swing of things, I actually get anxiety if I have to miss a time at the gym. Then you start to, you know, that makes you anxious, right? One of the things I think we have glossed over pretty much every time you're here, because I really never utilize those services, or some of the other things that are offered at Fitness Edge. It's not just weight training or resistance training.
Right.
There's martial arts.
Yes, Sid G.
There's Pilates.
Kathy Orso.
And there's like massage therapy.
Yeah,
right?
Sean Tessero, he's unbelievable.
Yeah. Absolutely unbelievable.
You've had some experience with that, right?
Well, Sean's a trainer as well. He's not just, you know, doing massages all day long. And frankly, as thorough as those massages are and, you know, targeted toward whatever your musculoskeletal issues are, I don't know how he could do them all day long. I mean, he's really putting some force into that. But you've got Sean, if I remember right, his parents owned a massage therapy school, right?
Own, yes.
So, yeah. And he went through massage therapy school and became a personal trainer. And so it's like, if you're thinking about, you've got issues like that, your training is entirely designed around addressing those issues and you're getting the therapy that you need in order to alleviate the pain associated with them. Plus, he's just a cool guy. Yeah. So, you know.
I mean, you've had a ton of neck issues. Is that he's been working on?
Yeah, he's been working on that. And every time, I just saw him this week, every time I go, I'd say probably a minimum 50% alleviation of the pain, like for the next week, you know, and if I could go every other day, I would. I just don't have that kind of time.
So, Mike, when someone's coming in for their initial assessment and they're going over goals, how do you try to work some of those other services in? I mean, do they have to, I guess they would have to verbalize and say, I want to do martial arts, or are there some people you say, maybe you need to think about adding a day of martial arts to what you're doing?
Well, you know, I take that 3,000 foot view of the client. So what that means is I look at sleep patterns, stress level, workload, family responsibilities, all those things, and make sure that I get a really clear picture of them. So as we continue to define their goals and what they're really wanting to do, if they travel a lot, you know, just could be a variety of different things. I may suggest you may consider something like this based on when we get to the injury section of their medical history report, and we start reviewing those particular topics. Well, how come your neck hurts or your back has been an issue? Give me some history on that, and what have you done to this point? And then when I talk about Sean, whenever I take a tour, I always say Sean fixes things. And I don't just say that because he's at the Fitness Edge. I say that because he is legitimately great at what he does. And fortunate to have him at the Fitness Edge, but he's very, very, very good at what he does. So he helps people fix areas that are problematic. So, and then if they, you know, if somebody's ever had some kind of an issue in the past regarding self-defense, then we suggest Sid. If their core isn't the strength level that they'd like it to be, even though we do a lot of core as the trainer with the client, Kathy, that's her specialty. I mean, she was certified, worked right under Joseph Pilates. So wow. when we try to get the best of the
best. There's actually a
guy
named Pilates.
I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at what I'm learning here. I didn't know where that word came from.
Okay. It's actually just all a weird right. coincidence.
He's associated. It was already called that, yeah. and then he just went into it.
Yeah. Change his name.
Yeah.
What is Pilates? I don't even know what it is.
I'm glad you asked that, Dr. Joe. And I was sitting here going, I'm not going to comment on Pilates.
I really don't know what it is. Is it yoga?
There's for reformers. There's different types of unique apparatus that help, you know, elongate the spine and target transverse abdominals and core and just helps build the body. It's really good for people that have lost mobility over time and things like that. It's a great application. I would never say that any of these things are a replacement for your foundational moves like your cardio and your resistance work and such, but they are great things to add in. They are great things to make part of your program for the week or the year.
One thing I try to be conscious of from a radio perspective, and Dr. Jones and I are always so excited to talk to Mike because we go to Fitness Edge. We know how powerful it is. This isn't an infomercial. This isn't even a sponsored thing. So just to be clear for everybody.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about your health, that's what this show is about. We talk to Dr. Ogel a lot. Why? Because if you don't have your sleep right, everything else starts falling apart around that.
So true.
We talk to Mike a lot because if you're getting good sleep, you're getting good exercise and nutrition, 90% of the other issues that specialized, you know, medical practices need, are there to help you with, may or may not apply.
Sure.
And so get those things done first. And just as a personal testament, man, I feel better after having, you know, working on the sleep issues, working on the stress issues, which a big part of that is working with Mike at the Fitness Edge. It's truly life-changing, and that's worth your time. It's worth your investment in yourself to do.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of a better way to invest in yourself.
Yeah.
And you, what do you always say about the hours in a week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if life happens and a client needs to cancel their appointment, I always tell my trainers, if there's, let's say there's 96 hours left in the week, if you can find an hour for you, we can find an hour for you. Mm-hmm. So it may not be their optimum time. If they're on Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8:15 a.m., maybe they do a 4:30 p.m. on a Friday. It's only an hour.
Yeah.
Or 30 minutes. We have 30, 45, and 60-minute sessions. So you want to check the box for the week, even if it's not at your favorite time, or maybe even the trainer's favorite time. Yeah. But we're there to service and help and understand that these things are, life's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, my schedule is completely crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it depends on the day and the week and the month, and everything's changing. And yeah, they're always able to get in and get what I need to get done. But when you say you don't have enough time to do it, when you start saying, okay, you know, there's 24 hours in a day, and we're only talking about, you know, really exerting yourself, you know, for one of those hours, maybe 2 to 3 times a week.
Right.
Well, that's doable, the time to do it. I mean, I've been in those shoes. The first time I did my consultation with Mike, I stepped off of a plane a business trip. Yeah. I had like 3 hours of sleep, and I thought, this is a terrible time. Why did I do this? And it felt like it at the time, but that's what, you know, if you find yourself in that situation all the time, all the more important that for your own good, you have to do this.
Yeah.
Once a week, you got to do something.
I have, you know, I always use different metaphors that are easy for people to get their head around. If I give them something simple to think about, an example, it makes it easier. So I say, find time for health and fitness now, or find time for illness later.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. that's what's going to happen.
That's so true. Yeah. Hey, when you got started 35 years ago, I got to imagine this setup that you do was pretty rare.
It was really rare. I mean, for the first almost 10 years or so when I started this thing in 1984, there really wasn't anybody doing it anywhere in the Midwest.
So what made you understand? I know you were always in shape, and I mean, you were competing as a bodybuilder. Why didn't you just open a regular gym like everyone else was doing in the mid-80s?
I felt like I guess I'm kind of a hands-on guy, and I felt like I wanted to be more
Joe Biden-like.
Well, no, You know, I almost retracted that statement just because of what we were talking about before. So, no, that would not be it. But I really wanted to make sure that I could help people, help them to, you know, improve individually. Yep. And, you know, everybody's like a thumbprint. Everybody's different. Everybody's unique. Their goals, their abilities. So we just try to help them to. I'm still laughing over that.
All of us are laughing
over our shoulders. But yeah. No, but, you know, just trying to help people improve and you know, dial into what they specifically want.
I think on the coasts, having a trainer, especially in the bigger cities, was a thing. For the wealthy.
Oh, for sure.
But in the Midwest, in the mid-80s, you know, that was not really a thing as far as I'm aware.
No.
Yeah.
It was really rare here. And, you know, I had people coming in from Chicago, Kansas City, Oklahoma, plus my St. Louis-based clients. And then I just, within a year at that time, I guess I was just at the right time for this whole thing. And my business just blew up. Within 12 months, I was working 7 days a week, and my short day was Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So it was crazy, but I loved it.
Well, that's what's insane, though, about the fact that this exists here in St. Louis, where you really dug your roots in building your business. You were training the professional sports teams here in town.
Oh, yeah.
You know, major athletes, people would travel from far away. And the basic tenets of what you're doing, it's the same. Yet, and I'm telling you, I'm not some sort of millionaire that's able to afford the same trainer as whoever the latest Cardinals players are. That's how much I pay attention to sports. I do know that opening day was this week, though.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Did
you find that out on TyTax.com?
not exactly. No.
What was the website you found your sports information out?
I don't remember.
Remember, you hadn't seen who won the Super Bowl one year.
Oh, no, that was Cufflinks.com. Oh, that screwed me up. I'm still mad about it.
He was trying to see how long he could go
the Broncos.
Without learning who won the Super Bowl.
Some year the Broncos won the Super Bowl. I was annoyed because I went to buy Cufflinks and I was like, anyway. But you have access to that same sort of thing. And at a reasonable price compared to any other personal.
It's so true. Yeah.
You're not going to pay like, you know, significantly less or more for that matter, going to a big box gym to get this sort of personal training service. You're just getting a better setup.
It's so true. So I guess the question is, you're still taking new clients, right? I mean, I see new people walking in there all the time.
Yeah. I average could be three on a low week and six or seven on a high end for that week.
Hiring new trainers to then train the new clients.
Yes.
That's a very good point, Eric, that I don't think we have ever made. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like that I'm aware of he's charging the Cardinals players more.
But that's what, when I'm trying to explain to people like why I'm excited about going to Fitness Edge, and they're like, yeah, we get it. You're going to work out. I'm like, no, you don't understand.
Yeah.
This is not like it's anything so you've seen before. Yes, it's awesome.
That's
yeah.
So true. And then the number of people who have actually trained there in the past. You'd be surprised. You're talking to someone and you're like, oh, where do you work out? And then you start describing it and you're like, oh yeah. I worked out there. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
How long have you been at the current location?
Yeah. The first building. So there was an expansion process. First building was 2004. And then the expansion process for the additional 8,500 square feet was 2007.
Oh, okay.
So we're 12,000 square feet, just private training. And
as
you guys know, we have all the tools in the toolbox.
Oh, yeah. Every single thing. There, I mean,
yeah, there's literally no fitness equipment that isn't there.
Yeah,
it's a double negative,
especially if you know you get on social media and you'll see the latest trend, which sometimes are bad, but you'll see them using some machine or whatever, and then lo and behold, it's already been at the Fitness Edge, you know, it was already there, you just weren't using it, and so yeah, pretty much everything you could ever want, is there, including you know, regular. Regular old powerlifting,
That's
the platform.
Whenever the way we structure the workouts with Adam, first off, I've learned so many new exercises to target my back and neck issues that I just never would have known. I just, you know, because I was always working on efficiency. I do the big compound lifts. That's about all I had time for. And so I didn't know like dumbbell flies had a purpose other than if you were going to be a bodybuilder and I wasn't interested. And then all of a sudden I'm learning, all those things that I ignored for the years, that might be part of the problem here. So we focus the workouts at the Fitness Edge on the things that I can only do there, you know? And then, you know, I've got a squat rack and stuff at home. You may not, and that's okay. You'll be able to, they've got plenty of that there, but it's a perfect balance.
Yeah, they'll design for what you need right there, and then also help you design for what you need, you know, when you're at home.
Sure.
All right, well, we got to go to break again. That's what that music means.
It does.
Have you learned that?
I have.
So let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Mike Jaudis from Fitness Edge. Check out the website, fitnessedge-stl.com. And stay tuned for more Eye on Health after these words. Yes, sir. All right, welcome back. I'm excited that the show's almost over so I can get outside and just get
Oh, my gosh.
Just looks gorgeous out there. I'm also excited because following us is On the Money.
That's
right. Bob Stockton.
Uh-huh.
And it was another great week for the market.
Another great week. We'll talk all about it.
He's got some tricks up his sleeve. Hey, speaking of the weather outside, we got Mike Jaudis here from Fitness Edge. By the way, they have a nice outdoor section of Fitness Edge. Mm-hmm. A sprint track, big old tires to flip, a hill to run up and down. I'm getting a little pukey just thinking about it right
now. We came real close on my workout Tuesday with Adam. Just dropping what we were doing, going out to flip tires because it was so nice. I was like, oh,
you almost can't.
I've been stuck in an office all day, and that looks awesome. So I think maybe this week.
When I first got started at Fitness Edge a couple years ago, most of what I did was strongman stuff outside, and it was so nice after being indoors all day to just, you know, be out there and throw things around, you know.
See, I'm the no shame guy in my subdivision. I've got a prowler, and then so, you know, just go in the backyard, and it's like, well, you know. Hey guys, push the prowler back and forth, but boy, just to get outside, it's fun.
So let me ask you this, Mike. Mike Jaudis from Fitness Edge, by the way. This is going to be a loaded question since we're at the very end of the show. Is it too late right now to get ready for summer? And if it's not too late, what is the first step someone needs to take?
Yeah, for sure it's not. Well, first of all, it's never too late. It wouldn't matter what time of year it is, but people are a little bit more conscientious because we're all going to be wearing less clothing. So because of that, we want to look our best. So let's just say right now is an ideal time as we get into this season. You know, the bottom line is you want to make sure you know you have an assessment, that you understand where you are. And we understand where you are as your trainer to make sure that we're guiding you at the right starting point so that we're not overshooting your capabilities, you know, trying to accelerate the process, but pace it at the right level for the client so they know they were there. They walk away feeling like they had a tremendous workout for their specific goals, but they're not, I call it unscathed, they're not hurt. They're not saying, well, my elbow hurts or my shoulder hurts. We want to make sure that they're feeling good biomechanically, but the muscles that we affected for that workout are affected positively.
I guess this time of year as well, though, you do have to maybe temper their goals, right? You're not going to go and become a bikini model with 6 weeks to go here before summer starts, right?
Yeah, but you can make really good progress. Yeah, for sure.
But don't people give up on this stuff if they don't reach their goal soon enough and they feel like they're just spinning their wheels and then they're like, well, it doesn't matter whether I do it or not?
I think this happens a lot generally in fitness itself. You know, we're a buy and get society and we think that it's the same scenario here.
Yeah.
And everybody's got to put in the time and the effort and be consistent. And, you know, dabbling with anything, you're not that good. So if you say, hey, look, I'm going to prioritize this thing. And then, like you guys said earlier, if they prioritize their health and fitness and make it a lifestyle, it's interesting how everything seems to fall in place. They feel better. They have more energy. They sleep better at night. Their stress levels are lower.
Can I just, I mean, if you're one of those people, because I'm one of those people where I know I'm very goal-centric, but I've realized that when you have ambitious goals, you can't eat an elephant, the whole idea there.
Well, so I can't personally.
Yeah. So what I've noticed is I had to change my mental marker to make fitness a system instead of this huge ambitious goal that seemed like it would never happen. And if you're focusing on two things, one, the point of this workout is to do better than I did last time, not to do better than some, you know, unattainable situation that I've never been to, but to do better than I did last time. So I'm a step closer there. And two, this is about feeling better, because if I don't feel good, I'll never get to where I want to be. If you focus on those things initially, just for the first 2 months, by the time you've made it through that, you're going to be well on your way to the real goal that you have in mind, whatever that vision is. But, you know, that incremental change is hard to measure day over day whenever you're starting out, especially.
That's so true. And the changes you do make, like you just said, there's no measurement for it, right? You can't step on a scale and say, yeah, oh, you're feeling 20% better than you did when you started.
Well, you have to trust, though, that those things are going to fall in line. If
right.
you do that for 2 months, 3 months, whatever, you know, whatever your internal commitment is, your scale weight is going to change in a way that's good for you. More importantly, your lean body mass is going to change, you know, even if your scale weight doesn't.
Sure. Composition is a big part of it.
Yeah.
Improving muscle, decreasing fat. And you may even weigh the same if weight wasn't an issue walking in. You just want to be a better 180 pounds or whatever whatever you weigh. You just want to improve at that level of weight and alter what's what.
What do you say, Dr. Jones?
I think you did it, man. I think you nailed it.
There you
go. I'm speechless.
Out of
have you ever known me to be speechless?
I haven't, but it's a good time to be speechless because we're almost out of time.
The Joe Biden joke, it was great, man. I gotta give you credit.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for
Mike
coming
Jonas
in, Mike.
Does not smell hair during the fitness assessment.
No hair.
That's not part of the assessment.
Yeah, no, that's not
it. We've had Mike Jonas from Fitness Edge. Thanks so much for coming back in and giving us advice on how to keep going. Of course, we'll have you back in again soon. Check out the website, fitnessedge-stl.com. The phone number and everything is there for you to set up your assessment to go in and start getting fit before summer hits. Also, stay tuned for my friend Bob Stockdale to talk about he's going to be on the money today.
He will be.
And have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.